Unit 8. Text A. Do animals think? How could the Earth show so many signs of design and purpose and yet be random? Our best scientists are heatedly debating both sides of these and other scientific questions. In the following essay, the author takes a look at science education and argues that, as well as telling students the facts and theories that have already been proved and accepted, science teachers should spend more time introducing their students to the many mysteries that remain unsolved and the arguments taking place between scientists. What better way, he argues, to stimulate their interest in things scientific? Debating the Unknowable by Lewis Thomas. The greatest of all the accomplishments of 20th century science has been the discovery of human ignorance. We live, as never before, in puzzlement about nature, the universe, and ourselves, most of all. It is a new experience for the species. A century ago, after the turbulence caused by Darwin and Wallace had subsided, and the central idea of natural selection had been grasped and accepted, we thought we knew everything essential about evolution. In the 18th century, there were no huge puzzles. Human reason was all you needed in order to figure out the universe. And for most of the earlier centuries, the church provided both the questions and the answers, neatly packaged. Now, for the first time in human history, we are catching glimpses of our incomprehension. We can still make up stories to explain the world, as we always have, but now the stories have to be confirmed and reconfirmed by experiment. This is the scientific method, and once started on this line, we cannot turn back. We are obliged to grow up in skepticism, requiring proofs for every assertion about nature, and there is no way out except to move ahead and plug away, hoping for comprehension in the future, but living in a condition of intellectual instability for the long time.